Gulash, gulash, gulash. Mock, 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 mock. Gulash, gulash. There's an acting exercise, a classic in which student actors have a conversation using only nonsense words, but try to transcend the limits of the words and find some real honest emotion in the conversation anyway. It sounds ridiculous, but it can be an effective way to dig deep into the underlying emotions of a scene and train yourself to not let the words carry the moment all alone. That beneath whatever passes for the script, the heart of the play is the connection between the actors on stage. In Annie Baker's 2009 play, Circle Mirror Transformation, a small group of acting students stumble through a series of silly-sounding exercises gathered in a classroom studio at a Vermont community center. They end up unearthing emotional connections that none of them expected or hoped for, making tiny self-discoveries, falling in and out of love, and identifying strengths and weaknesses they all have, doing some of that while saying things like, "Gulash, gulash, mock, mock." Mock, mock. The play is running through September 2nd at the Marin Theater Company in Mill Valley. Circle Mirror Transformation, the name of one of the acting exercises the characters engage in, is an odd play performed straight through for 2 hours with no intermission. Directed by Kip Fagan with a strong sense of pace and an appreciation for how to use lengthy silences, the play is a series of short scenes, some less than a minute, linked together by elegantly sound-filled blackouts. Silence is one of the things Annie Baker is known for, as is a style of writing that strives for a kind of naturalism and believability not often seen in the theater. Baker is not interested in writing the kind of plays everyone else is writing. In Circle Mirror Transformation, Baker's best instincts and most frustrating quirks all collide. She ignores conventions, which can be frustrating and confusing, while still packing in plenty of tiny little pleasures, rich, recognizable characters, complexly layered dialogue, big laughs that come linked together with gasps of discomfort and dread, all of it wrapped up in a package aggressively designed to feel real. The cast is made of MTC veterans, some of the best actors in the Bay Area, which is good because this is very challenging material for any actor, and the entire cast repeatedly finds brilliant ways through it all. When not lying on the carpet counting to 10, sitting in a circle passing funny facial expressions from person to person, or posing other students into tableaus resembling their most painful memories, the students all try, desperately, clumsily, to make sense of it all. That goes for the audience. It takes far too long to find out who these characters are and how they relate to each other, which is a major fault of the script. And those transformations, which eventually do take place among these motley people, they are infinitesimal changes by most dramatic standards. Of course, life seldom follows the rules. Life, like each of these weird acting exercises, rarely makes much sense. That's part of the reality that Baker is showing us in her flawed but fascinating, achingly odd mirror. Circle Mirror Transformation runs Tuesday through Sunday through September 2nd at Marin Theater Company in Mill Valley. Visit marintheater.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.